I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and I'm your pastor for the day. We often hear people ask, why is there suffering? I don't pretend to have the definitive answer, but I do have some thoughts that give me comfort, and perhaps if you're suffering, they'll comfort you as well. In Mark's Gospel, Jesus asked his disciples who they thought he was, and Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Peter correctly understood that Jesus was the Savior, the Anointed One of God. But when Jesus began to teach his disciples that he would suffer, Peter immediately took Jesus aside to oppose him, to try to convince Jesus that his way of thinking was wrong. Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking as men think, not as God thinks." Peter correctly knew that Jesus was the Christ, but he didn't understand what that means. And that can be a problem today, even for people who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We don't like suffering, so we prefer a Savior who is able to float above all the toil and trouble of this world and help us to do so as well. We prefer a Savior who provides supernatural solutions to our problems. And Jesus sometimes does that. But suffering is a reality of life. Peter's problem and ours are not far apart. Like Peter, we want a Savior who fits our way of thinking. Some people want a Savior who makes them rich. Some want a Savior who's a nice, undemanding guy who lets them do whatever they want and still saves them. Some want a Savior who overcomes their enemies. And some want a Savior who makes them comfortable. We like a Savior who makes life easy for us. Why go through all the hassle of working in the fields or slaving for money when we could have a Savior who can multiply loaves and fishes and maybe cookies and cakes too? But without suffering, without enduring the cross, Jesus' life would have little to say in a world full of individuals who suffer the ills of outrageous fortune and live in a fallen world under evil influence. He would speak only to those who never faced pain or illness or persecution or poverty or grief. Jesus took sins upon himself, but our suffering he shares with us. So when I think about it, I don't think I want a Savior who has never suffered, never cried, never moved with compassion for the suffering of others. Jesus' suffering leads to the cross, but also through the tomb to the resurrection, through darkness to the light of hope. Without Jesus' willingness to suffer, we would have no hope. Our suffering would lead to nothing. It would not make us stronger. It would not give us character, because it would only end in futility. Death would have the final say. Our old age would be nothing more than a deteriorating body that deteriorates fully when it's in the grave. But we have a Savior who has suffered, who is with us in our suffering, and most importantly, who shows us that suffering is not the end. For those who say, "Jesus is my Savior," suffering has hope. We can say, "The light even shines in the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome it." The darkness of our suffering is overcome in the hope of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day.